Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko met with President Obama. That happened at the White House on Thursday. Mr. Obama pledged $53 million in aid to Ukraine during that meeting. Most of it will be security-related, but not weapons. Mr. Obama then spoke to reporters.
I'm pleased that during this meeting, we reaffirmed that commitment to Ukraine, and we are providing additional assistance, both economic and security assistance to Ukraine to make sure that not only are they able to weather this storm economically, but they're also going to be able to continue to build up an effective security force to defend themselves from aggression.
President Obama also noted that there is more that Washington can do.
We are going to continue to seek to mobilize the international community to say to Russia that Ukraine desires to have a good relationship with all its neighbors, both east and west, and that there should be a way in which Ukraine is able to negotiate and then trade and continue the people-to-people links between Ukraine and Russia, but that Russia cannot dictate to them their ability to work effectively with other partners in order to better the situation for the Ukrainian people.
And after the meeting with Mr. Obama, President Poroshenko had an exchange with reporters outside the White House West Wing, where he was asked if he had any disappointment regarding his requests for help from Washington.
First of all, I am satisfied with the level of our cooperation with the United States of America in the defense and security sector. I cannot say more, but I am satisfied.
You're getting everything you want.
I get everything.
The question in Ukrainian.
Did you ask the president to supply you with heavy weapons?
I asked the president to increase the cooperation in security and defense sector, and I received a positive answer. This is the very strong messages which deliver not only today in the States, but everywhere. Ukrainian president, me, Petro Poroshenko, is strongly for peace. We don't analyze any other alternative. And I do my best from politically, economically, social, and any other point of view to have a stable peace and security in Ukraine.